Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. My life is devoted to protecting water. I have long believed in order for us to protect land, water, and all that it shelters, we need to honor it and celebrate it. Today, I'm continuing my reading from my piece, The Crystalline Bed of St. Peter, about my connection to this geologic layer cake that comprises the Driftless area. It was published in Still Point Arts Quarterly, Love of Land, in spring of 2021. The Crystalline Bed of St. Peter. On this January day in Wisconsin, snow crystals barely dust the ground. Not enough to cross-country ski upon. Though November brought cold, I cannot remember but one snow we had, and that melted away. Only one snow coated our farm in December. Over a year of extreme rains and the frequent floods in the past decade have raised the groundwater and changed everything. As farmers, we clearly see and try to survive the effects of climate change as well as the changes wrought by our larger American culture. Herbs and shrubs cover the ground, line the roadways, and fill the forests. The farmers who kept this land cleared with grazing animals are gone. Our township, comprised of contiguous dairy farms, had, until last year, only one dairy farmer left, a man who milked and cared for the most beautiful Swiss cows. Our family no longer milks dairy goats, and our family's farm is the last in our hollow to keep and work with farm animals. Our remaining goats browse, keeping only one small area of over 95 acres open. Our work now is to hold on. For 30 years, I have watched the arcs of the sun and moon rise and fall above the hills in our hollow, lived within its shifts and crossings through the solar and lunar months and years of light and darkness. Within these arcs, I have birthed and raised my children. I've marked my time rising and working, seeding soil, weeding, fencing, hanging laundry. I've planted, harvested, and planned, stacked wood and fed the wood stove. I have nurtured generations of farm animals as they've grown and passed, and I have fought against predators and their progeny. Sometimes my love for this place is hard to put into words. Now my love for the St. Peter Sandstone is tested by loss. The St. Peter Sandstone is comprised of almost pure quartz and for many years was mined for glass making and for use in foundries. Now it is mined for frack sand in oil and gas drilling. The loose sand is pumped in a liquid mix under high pressure into wells where the sand grains wedge into and hold open any fractures in the rock, allowing the extraction of crude oil. Sand mines appear in our area without any warning. This extraction misses the most essential feature of our geology. The real gift for all of us is that the St. Peter Sandstone is perhaps the greatest freshwater resource in our country. It is life-giver. I keep thinking about how to best care for this place. Once pulled apart, the layers of rock put down by ancient seas over millions of years can never be put back together again. For me, the rock is completely alive. I think about the famous environmentalist Aldo Leopold's land ethic, that a thing is right when it tends to preserve the integrity, stability, and beauty of the biotic community, and is wrong when it tends otherwise. I tend here. My roots are hidden between each grain of the St. Peter Sandstone. And when you see me, you may not know I am composed of mycelia and that my heart beats with the pounding of the trout stream waters. My life is comprised of people, animals, and waters that have carried the crystals of the St. Peter through every waking moment. You have been listening to The Crystalline Bed of St. Peter, read by me, Catherine Young, its author, and it was published in Still Point Arts Quarterly in spring 2021 in their Love of Land issue. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening.